Now, I never want you to leave without receiving a little message, learning a little bit more about the kingdom of God. And today's message is called Grace. Grace. And I really want us to get a revelation today about how important grace is. I don't know if you understand how incredible grace is. Now, grace means unmerited favor. That means you didn't work for it. You didn't do something. You didn't have to be special. You didn't have to fit into a, you know, a certain group. You're just given to it. You're just given it. And that's how God has been treating us. He is just giving to us. And that's grace. And that God has poured out His grace upon us that we can receive His gifts. And we don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to do it. We don't have to try to know everything or do everything. It's not like we have to be busy 24 hours a day to receive the blessings and the favor that God wants to give us. He's going to give it to us just by believing. If we can just have faith and believe that He has fulfilled the promises and believe that He's that good. And that's what grace is all about, understanding how good God is. Because a lot of people, they're out there and they're thinking, well, if God's going to give me something, then I've got to do something to earn it, or He won't give it to me. And people are out there saying that about their health. They're saying, oh, I could get this healing, but I better study the scriptures and learn them all off by heart, or I'll never receive this healing. If I can just keep all the commandments, then I'll receive my healing. You know, abundance would come into my life if I just quit all those bad habits completely and totally. Then I will receive my healing. But you've got to realize that it's not about cutting out all the things that you don't do and trying to do everything right and trying to know everything. That's not what God is about. God knows who you are. God created you. He knows what you're capable of. And He certainly knows that you weren't capable of fulfilling all the laws. And He knew that. And so He came down and walked on the earth as Jesus. And only God could do this, to fulfill all the laws. And by fulfilling the laws, it gave us a get out of jail free card. And now by grace, He gives to us. He gives to us that gift. A gift that you didn't have to work for. And in fact, you couldn't do it even if you tried to work for it. You couldn't fulfill it. And this is the blessing that God is giving to us. This is the gift that we have. Now, in Psalms 84:11, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk upright." He will not withhold any good thing from you. That means you can receive every good thing that God has. He's not holding something back. He doesn't have a storage room in the back for the special VIPs. If you have the right card, or you look the right way, or you know the password, you can get into the special VIP section, and then God will give you everything He's got. No! He's already given everything. And all we got to do is believe it, and He's not going to withhold anything from you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
Because this is what's really great about grace. And I think we need to have a revelation about grace. We need to have a greater understanding about it. You need to have a greater understanding about it in your life. And right now, just know that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And the Spirit of God, that spirit of love, brings revelation. And I'm asking right now that the Spirit of God begin to speak to each one of you on the inside and open your heart and your mind to understanding how good our God is and what that grace that I'm talking about really means. Because it seems like a simple thing, and you might be, well, Ted, you're going to spend the whole day talking about grace. Yes, I am.
Yes,
Maybe I should spend a few months talking about it because it's that important. Because everything comes by grace. So I'm asking that the Spirit give you a revelation about it so you'll know how important it is. You know, when we look at what Jesus was doing, we can see how grace works. I remember there was a man that was blind and he asked for his eyes to be healed. Did Jesus tell him, whoa, first go and learn all the laws. First, go to synagogue and be there, go there for like 10 years. Before I'm going to heal your eyes, first you've got to do A, B, and C. He never said that. He asked, do you believe? Do you have faith? And the blind man said, yes. And then he healed his eyes. All that's required. We don't have to have a degree in all the laws. We don't have to be practicing all the time. What we do need to do is we need to fight the good fight of faith, meaning we need to continue to stay in believing. We need to continue to believe what God said in spite of what the circumstances and the earthly and worldly experts are saying. We need to believe what God is saying because grace just gives. And we don't have to do something for it other than believe. And time again, Jesus never put conditions on the people that received healing or that received change. He never said, first, you have to do this. No, he gave healing first. All that was required was for them to believe. There was the woman with the issue of blood. Now, Jesus didn't even know that she was there. I'm sure he did on some level because he knew everything. But there she comes through the crowd, and he's like a rock star, so she's got to elbow her way through this group, and she's thinking to herself, because she's been sick for a long time, and she spent everything that she had, and she's still sick, and she hears about this guy named Jesus, and people are getting healed, and she believes, if I can just get close enough that I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just get one little finger on there, I'm going to be healed. This is what she's thinking. She doesn't have any more money. She spent it all on the doctors and she's still sick. And here she comes through the crowd. I'm sure they were screaming and pushing in towards him. Probably everybody wanted to see him. They didn't have the big jumbotron, you know, so you could see him. So everybody had to try to get in there. And I'm sure they were like just pressing in there real tight. They were like sardines in a can. Yet this lady was determined and she believed, if I can just touch this garment, I'll be healed. And she touched that garment and immediately she was healed. He immediately noticed power went out from him and said, who touched me? His disciples, of course, are going, what the heck are you talking about? And look at the people. They're pushing in and everybody's touching you. But he sensed that power went out from him, so he knew there was somebody else that touched him. And this lady came forward, nervous, but she said, it was me. And what did he say to her? Did he say, hey, you can't be touching my garments until you go to school for the next 10 years. Hey, don't you come up here touching my garments until you know all the laws and you follow them all. Hey. Did you wash those hands with bacterial soap before you touched my garments? He didn't say that. He said, your faith has made you well. Your faith. So the grace went out from him even when he hadn't said, be healed. It went out and healed her because it's already been given. God's already given it. And that's the beauty of grace, is that we don't have to jump through hoops. And I think because, you know, this is why we need to renew our minds, because on an earthly level, you believe if you're going to get something, nobody becomes successful without working hard. You got to work hard if you're going to be successful. If you're going to make it in this world, you're going to have to put your nose to the grindstone. I'm going to tell you right now, take a look at this nose. It's been on the grindstone. Take a look at that. You think it got like that on its own? It was the grindstone that did that. doesn't look too bad. Maybe a little crooked. But my point is, this is the way the world thinks. But this is not the way God thinks. God does not think the same way that we think. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He thinks in a different way. And he's not asking you to put your nose to the grindstone, because he put his nose to the grindstone. He put his neck in the ringer. He put his body through the abuse. He went through all of that so he could overcome it, so that he could give you freely, freely. That's why we're free. There's nothing tethering us to any kind of idea or situation that says we have to do something a certain way or else we will not receive the grace of God. He already went through all of that for us. What we have to do, one thing, believe. Believe. Have faith. The lady with the issue of blood had faith and received her healing. She didn't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. She just had to believe. You just have to believe. If you believe that this is true, then there is an abundance of grace for you. I love this here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. There will never be a lack. See, now we need the grace. See, the grace is what causes the healing. The grace from God is what causes the transformation in our life. The grace from God is what causes the prosperity to come into our life. It's His grace that He has poured out upon us. We need the grace if we want the things to happen in our life that He said would happen. We need the grace. So we believe, we have faith, and then we can receive the grace. Now it's saying here in this verse that we have all grace abounding towards you. All grace is abounding towards you. That means every bit of grace that God has is coming towards you. He hasn't locked some up in the back. It's all coming towards you. All the grace is poured out upon you. And it's there, as he says, for every good work. It's there for every situation. It's there for any circumstances. It's all there all the time. It's available for you. And it's there. All of it. So, what we've got to know, we've just got to believe that. This is why grace is important. Grace came to the lady because she believed, and by believing, it just poured out upon her. It was flowing out from Jesus in all directions, and anyone who came who believed, received it. And when they received God's grace, you received the healing. You receive the increase. You receive the peace upon your mind. You receive it. And it's not that you have to do something. And this is where we get stuck, because we think, well, I can't get it unless I do. No, you're not thinking the way God's thinking. God is thinking, I did, and now you receive. In the world, we think we do, and then we receive. That's backwards, though, according to the kingdom of God. And that's why we need to renew our minds. We got to get our mind caught up that we can receive incredible blessings without having to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's called toil. God doesn't want us in toil. He wants us in peace. God wants us to be in a state of rest, at peace. Now, He's not saying you should do nothing. He's not saying put your feet up, do nothing. No, you've got a purpose. There's something for you to do, but he's not saying that you have to labor in it. It should be a joy. It should be a pleasure. Now, if you have a revelation about grace, you start to understand that everything you do is about praising God, because you already have all sufficiency in all things for every good work. You already have it. And so now, what does it come down to? It comes down to, are you in a state of praise? Because if you're of the mindset that I've got to work for this, or I've got to beg for this, and there's many people that are out there begging for their healing. Oh, God, please just heal me. I just need a little healing. God, will you please heal me? I'm dying here. I'm sick. I don't feel well. God, give me some healing. That's a whole different mindset if you're there. And now you start to think, well, what do I need to do? Since I haven't received my healing, there must have been something that I did. Maybe I did something bad, and now I'm being punished, and so I'm going to have to learn something for this, you know, from this. Or maybe I didn't do something. Maybe there's something God wants me to do. And maybe if I just run out there and do something, then he'll do something for me. Make a little barter with him. God, I promise you I will never smoke another cigarette again if you just fix this. Right? We're bargaining. You're not thinking the way that God is thinking. God isn't asking you to do anything other than to believe in the miracles and the blessings and the favor. All he's asking you to do is believe that you've got preferential treatment, to believe that he came down and did all the hard work. He put his nose to the grindstone so we wouldn't have to. And if we can start to understand that, now we step into a different mentality. Because if you're in the mentality that you got to do something, or you got to make a deal, you got to bargain, you got to work it off, you're out there toiling all the time. But if you're in the mindset that it's by grace, it's a gift, you're in a whole different place. Now you're in a state of praise. You're praising God. It's easy to praise God now in that mindset. It's easy to praise God in that space. That's where we need to be. If we get into the place where we understand that that's grace, if we understand that that's what we have, is that grace, now we are in a perpetual state of praise. It is fun to praise. It is hard to beg. It is fun to praise God. You feel lifted up right away. I hope you guys notice that when you sing the songs at the beginning, when we're praising God, you should be feeling an uplifting happening in your spirit, a joy coming when you hear that, "Whom shall I fear?" Nobody is the answer, because we've already got the grace. See, the grace is sufficient to protect us. The grace is sufficient to heal us. I remember Paul was talking, and he said he was praying to the Lord because he noticed he had a spirit that was bothering him. There was a demonic force that was bothering him. And so 3 times he asked the Lord, he said, you know, help me, do something about this. Can you just get this thing off of me? What was he forgetting? He was forgetting that he already has the grace. And the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." This is 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This is Paul now speaking. He gets a revelation now. He understands. My God's grace is sufficient even for this problem. The grace will take care of this demonic force. It doesn't have power over me. My grace is sufficient, for my strength is perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul realizes that my weaknesses are really my strength, if I can admit to them, because where I'm weak, God is strong. He will come in and do it. If I think, okay, I'm going to be strong and I'm going to take care of this, now I don't let God come in and do the work. I don't let God work through me. But if I understand that grace, God's grace is sufficient, now I'm not trying to overwork and overdo things. I know that where I'm weak, I can celebrate and I can still praise God. Why? Because his grace is sufficient, and where I'm weak, he will come through and pick up the slack. Say amen to that. That's quite a different thing than we're used to when we're thinking in an earthly way. When we're thinking in an earthly way, we're thinking we've got to beg, we've got to borrow, we've got to steal, we've got to do something if this is going to happen. We've got to kick down doors, we've got to be persistent, we've got to... Instead of realizing that the grace of God is sufficient. I think this is a great statement here that Paul is mentioning. That my grace is sufficient for you is what the Lord told him. And he's telling you that too. See, through the grace is when the things happen for us. That's when His protection is upon us. That's when His abundance is upon us. And it puts you in a whole different state of mind. It takes you out of a toil mentality and puts you in a blessing mentality. It takes you out of a victim mentality and puts you into a victor mentality. It takes you out of the doldrums of depression and puts you into an excited, uplifted, feeling great. This is an amazing life. Man, I am so blessed. The future's so bright, gotta wear shades moment. You know, that's how good God is. And when we switch our mentality, and that's why we got to get the revelation about grace. Because God is good. God is a good God. He's not going to withhold something from you. He hasn't locked it up in another room in the back. He has let it all pour out. All grace. As we said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. There's no lack there. There's no need to beg there. There's no need to try to say, well, maybe I got to do something before He does something. He did something first. And He did something before time began. He did it from the very foundation of the earth. He did it. Amen. So here it says, in Ephesians 2, and this is verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. That's how we were saved, by grace. It means you didn't have to do anything about it. But by faith, meaning you just had to believe. You had to believe what God did. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So you didn't have to work for it. It was given to you. Unmerited favor was given to you. That's God's gift to you. It's a gift, it says here. And that's what you get to have. And in John 1:14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is talking about Jesus. Full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh, full of grace and truth. So Jesus was full of grace. It was going out from Him. That's why when anyone would believe, that grace was there right away. Well, I tell you right now that grace is there right away, right now. That grace is right here, right now. That grace is upon you right now. That grace is sufficient for all things right now. You have that grace. The grace is all around you right now. The grace is filling you inside because you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You already have that grace, and it's sufficient for all things. All good works can be done right now. Don't wait for it. Don't think, I don't want you to think for a moment. I don't want you to think for a moment that you've got to wait, that you've got to do something, that you got to practice a little more, that you got to get a little better. If I can just get this together. Hey, I'm not quite ready yet. Yes, you are ready. You're ready right now. You're ready right now because the grace is upon you. The grace is already, it's sufficient right there because God's grace is good. That's what protects us. That's what shields us. That's what heals us. That's what saves us. That's what redeems us. That's what transforms us. That's what blesses us. That's what gives us the prosperity in Jesus' name. Say amen to that. Amen. Grace is a good thing. Grace is a good thing because even I know I'm not perfect. You know, I don't know about you, but I know I'm not perfect. And I know that even if I stumble, if I misspeak, sometimes I say things I didn't even realize I said it till afterwards. Sometimes I do things and I go, oops, I blew that. You know, there's times where I'm not perfect. And the great thing about grace is God's grace is still working to correct those mistakes that I make. God's grace is coming in to strengthen where I'm weak. If I'm weak in my tongue and I say something, you know, at the spur of the moment, thank goodness the Spirit of God is there and the grace of God is there to correct it. Now that's what we've got to get an understanding about, because some of us are beating ourselves to heck. We're beating ourselves up that we're not good enough. We know we need to practice more. We need to know more. We need to do more. And that's why we're not receiving the blessing, because we just aren't doing enough. Well, there's only 24 hours in a day. And I don't believe that God's will is for you to be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to receive the blessing. Because I'll tell you right now that Peter went out and he was fishing all night. He was toiling and he was fishing and he was toiling. And him and his partners were out there looking for fish and they caught nothing. Nothing. And in the morning, they had nothing. And remember what happened? Jesus got into his boat. And after Jesus finished speaking, Jesus said, "Hey, why don't we catch some fish? Let's push out a little ways. And Peter was like, "Hey, man, we fished all night. We caught nothing." And you got to remember, when you're fishing by a net, it's easier to catch the fish at night because they don't see the shadow of the net come over them. Now it's during the day, and he's saying, "Let's go out and we'll get some fish." And probably Peter's going, "Let's humor the guy." Right? But what happened? Suddenly he said, "Throw your net over the right side of the boat." Peter tosses his net over, and before he knew it, it was filled with more fish than he had ever seen in his life in a net, and it starts to sink the boat, and he has to call the other guys over with another boat, and they fill both boats, and they're sinking still because there's so many fish, because it was a net breaking, boat sinking, miracle of God, and that's the grace of God right there working. So he's saying that we don't have to be toiling to receive the blessing. And some of us are misunderstanding that. And we're thinking we've got to work 24/7 to get the blessing and the favor of God. That we've got to jump through every hoop possible. And you're not understanding that no, grace is the answer to receiving everything that God has given. If I just believe, then I will receive it. And that's the gift of God. It's unmerited favor. It means you can't work for it. Now, if you work for it, if you start to think you have to work for it, if you slip into this mentality of working for it, you take yourself out of grace. Because we can either be in grace, receiving it, thank you, God, praising God, or we get over here where, well, I got to work for it. And that's a whole different mentality. And listen to what Paul says. Here in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4. "You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to justify by law and have fallen from grace." He's talking about people who believed in Jesus. They heard it. They had faith, meaning they believed. They said yes, and they received Jesus into their heart. And then they started thinking, well, other people began to come in and tell them stuff and say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. And if you really want to get all these blessings that God's talking about, you need to follow all these laws and all these rules. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to receive. You got to follow the rules or you're not going to get the blessing. So what is Paul saying to them? He is saying that you have estranged yourself from Christ. You have separated yourself from Jesus because you're no longer trusting and believing that it was all done for you and that you receive it by grace. But you're now thinking, I have to work for it. I have to do it. I have to fulfill the laws. You're in two separate sides. And that's what happens to us sometimes is we get into thinking, I've got to do more if I'm going to receive the blessing. Now, there is times where God will give us more. He'll instruct us. It's time for you to go forth and do things. He's not saying put your feet up on the sofa and that everything will fall on you. No, we have a purpose and we have an assignment and we have a mission. And God is leading us into that mission and we need to be hearing Him and following. But we also need to remember we don't want to get into the point where we think we've got to do all the work. Because that is a slap in the face to God who has done all the work. If we think, oh, I got to do all the work. Man, I'm working so hard. Man, I got to do all the... God's working me 24/7. I've got nothing but work to do. You're misunderstanding that God has fulfilled it already. You can receive the healing just by believing. You can receive the blessing, prosperity, financial increase. Are you getting this? Financial increase. You can receive that also through believing. It's there. He's already given it. He's not holding it back in some other room. He's already given it. It's all there at all times for all good works. What are all those good works I keep mentioning? All those good works are everything He wanted to give you. He wants you healthy. Amen. He wants you wealthy. Yes. He wants you successful. Amen. He wants you strong. He wants you wise. He wants you to be his children, and man, he's not going to have some sort of deficient person as his child. He's going to have the best as his child. And it doesn't matter if you think, well, Ted, I feel a little insufficient. No, God doesn't care. He's going to give you everything it takes to make you an incredible gift of God. He is going to give you everything it takes to make you strong, to make you wise, to make you healthy. He's already given it. Let me correct that. He's already given it. He has already given you everything to make you the best, to make you his children. The children of God are incredible.
Amen.
And you are the children of God. And he has already given you everything it takes, the grace, the blessing, it's there for you. It's yours. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is good. Whew. Now, in Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." Each one of us. It didn't leave somebody out. It didn't say half of us. It didn't say, well, a quarter of us. It said each of us. Each of us has been given a measure, the same measure. Hasn't been withheld. It's not like you have a half measure. You didn't get less than somebody else. You've all got the same. When God poured out his grace, he gave it equally to everyone, and he gave it all. He gave it all equally to everyone. You've all got the same amount of grace. What does that mean? That means you can all have great health. You can all have supernatural blessings. You can all have preferential treatment. You can all have prosperity and success in your life. And what's the key? You gotta believe.
Amen.
You gotta believe. If you have faith, then you'll receive it. Let's read here more. I got some great things here now. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. That's the grace of our Lord. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So you're rich because of God's grace. And that grace you already have. Your riches you already have. You just have to believe it and you'll receive it. That's what he wants to give you. Now, so in Romans 5, verse 21, it says, "So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through the righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So he's talking, yeah. So death was reigning. That's when we didn't have God in our hearts. We didn't have his spirit. We didn't receive Jesus. We were in darkness. We were in falsity. But now we are in life because we have received the spirit, and we've received it through grace. I want you to get that word on the tip of your tongue. Begin to think about it. Begin to talk about it. Begin to know how great it is to know that I have the grace of God. That the grace of God is continually pouring out on me. That I have all abundance in it. That it abounds all around me for all the good works. And all the good works is everything God is telling you to do. The grace is there for you. The grace brings the people that need to help you fulfill your purpose. The grace is bringing the healing. The grace is bringing the prosperity. The grace is bringing everything that you possibly need. Say amen to this.
Amen.
The grace is there all around you at all times. It's yours. And all you've got to do is believe to receive. Say amen to that.
Amen.